Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this very special Real Housewives of Atlanta recap, reunion recap, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
I loved you once. I loved you.
Drew's song. I will never be able to let go of Drew singing at this reunion. Straight to Ralph.
After all that shit went down.
Amazing. Great. This show gave me an amazing week already. So
yeah. You know, it's so funny. I mean, I was really entertained by the Drew and Ralph situation on this reunion, even though we learned nothing. Basically, here's what we know about Drew and Ralph. They spent the season pretending like they were a happy couple, but they weren't saying what was really going on. And then they went on the reunion and they asked each other lots of questions back and forth, like, Drew, do you really think I would say that? And her saying, I can't even look at you right now. So we still don't know anything about their situation.
We still know nothing.
Yeah, it was two people. Bravo really tried to make this a thing. They tried so hard because we've seen, like, people have gotten divorced on these shows many times. And they were like, oh, no, but this one, America is going to care about. And honestly, we learned nothing. We got nothing. But it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. But yeah, these two are the biggest fakers on TV right now, which is saying a lot.
They're both liars. We watch Bravo. Both liars.
I think so too. And I'm frankly at the point where I don't even know that I believe all this divorce stuff because they seem so in it together and they seem so used to just throwing each other under the bus on TV that it's like, why would you give that up? You guys are so good at it.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, I don't like to be someone who's like, both sides are wrong. Both sides are bad. But I kind of feel like they both are liars. I think Ralph is a liar and a gaslighter. I think Drew is just a straight up liar. And it was funny watching them trap each other in each other's lies over and over again. And then like once someone was trapped, they would just pivot and be like, but what about this lie that you told? And I'm like, no, but what about this lie that you told?
Yeah, I believe that Ralph is the main piece of shit, and I don't think anyone should ever be in a relationship with him. And even though Drew's a flake, I do like her, kind of. Like, there's something about her that I still like, and I want her to get away from Ralph. I don't believe there's any comparison as far as, like, abuse levels go. But that said, she is a compulsive liar, and she always has been on this show, and that's what makes her so funny on this show. But yeah, it was a little awkward and pretty amazing that these two could go this many episodes saying so much without saying anything still.
Yeah. So anyway, just real quickly, next week, join us at 5:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 on the East Coast on IG Live for Crappy Hour, where we're going to talk about what's going on Bravo, what the shows, gossip, all that stuff. So join us there. Follow us on IG with @WatchWhatCrappens. Hopefully you've already followed us. So follow us there. You can also follow the two of us. I'm @BenMandelker. Ronnie's @RonnieKaram. Also join us on Patreon. patreon.com/watchforcrappins, where you get access to our videos, our bonus episodes. We've done a few really fun trailer trashes recently where we break down some trailers of things like Salt Lake City and Southern Charm. So that's fun. Sometimes we just talk. We have a good time on there. So we have a lot of fun things. And there's a great Discord community. So shout out to the Watch for Crappins Discord community. But for right now, we have a supersized episode of Atlanta to get through. So it's our last one of the season. Let's send it out with a bang. It opens up with Andy.
We're back! Courtney, it sounded like you and Ralph talked a lot about Drew's alleged affair before it hit the blogs. What did he tell you? I already don't care.
And why are you dressed like a Muppet vagina? Why? I don't understand your outfit. You look like a vagina with a woman squeezing through. What the heck is going on with your dilated? Can we get someone over here? Courtney's dress is 10 centimeters dilated.
Oh, I just know he was really hurt by it. He was hurt by the lying and how she was protecting him. Exactly what she was doing.
do you believe Drew had an affair? And she's like, absolutely. Well, do you believe that Courtney knows anything, Drew? And Drew's like, Courtney does not know anything about me or Ralph. She just met Ralph yesterday, and Ralph has been coaching her this whole entire season.
A lot of the things you said were things he said. I'm going to say this one time. Don't you ever, ever on your life. Listen, will you? I will speak and you will listen. I will speak and you will listen. Don't you ever speak on my son. One day he will see this. My son will see this television show.
I love that they just keep yelling over each other the whole time. Drew's trying to be a badass, but she can't get one thing out because Courtney's just going, and she goes, I didn't say anything about your son. And then he goes, you did.
She did. Even I know that part. And I barely watch this crap anymore.
And Drew goes, you said something when you didn't know the cameras were rolling. And she goes, oh, I knew the cameras were rolling. I said it multiple times. Courtney, no, you're supposed to. No, we know that you knew, but you're supposed to pretend like you didn't know, so that way you can be like, oh, I would never have said that if I had realized, yada, yada, yada.
I mean, she just went from saying, I didn't say anything about your son, to saying, I knew what I was saying in front of the cameras. So then we see the clip of her saying, oh, she's just like, adopt this child so I can go be in my gay lover relationship and he can pay the bills. And Drew's like, this is not the one time, but the two times you didn't think the cameras were rolling, and I'm from Chicago. And how dare you speak of someone from Chicago like that?
Man. We believe in deep dish pizza and little green things on our hot dogs. And
we put sauce on the outside of our pizzas.
So Courtney's like,
is that Chicago?
I think it's Detroit.
Ah, oh, damn it. Sorry.
Detroit pizza is so good.
We like square pizzas.
I've been craving pizza all week.
Dude,
and now I need to have some Detroit pizza.
I want pizza so bad.
All I want is pizza.
I want craving it.
All I want for Christmas is pizza.
Dying for pizza.
So Courtney is like,
well, I meant to say you make the dad seem like he's a narcissist buying into your fake storyline, and you have destroyed him single-handedly. Pizza, pizza.
And Kenya's like, that is wrong. That is so evil. That is so wrong. Can I say something? I still don't believe Kenya and Drew's relationship whatsoever. I always feel like Drew plays some role in Kenya's game plan, but I can't figure it out.
Drew is the only new one that Kenya will kind of stand. Drew is like the bridge to the newbies for Kenya. Like, Kenya doesn't have to speak to any of the new cast, and so she takes Drew because Drew's like the most palatable, and she can still fake, you know, the reason why she's still invited to things.
Because they have, yeah.
She refuses to engage with anybody over there on that side, except for Drew.
Yeah. Because she and Drew had such a rivalry when Drew first came on. Like, Kenya was like so mean to Drew. It was hilarious. But I think it's just like a numbers game against Marlo, I think. I think she just has recruited Drew because, like, if Drew doesn't seem to be happy with Marlo, then that means that she can be good for Kenya. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's a very good reason. Sounds like a solid reason to me, actually. Well, what about that? So, Courtney, let's see. So, Kenya's like, kids are off limits. And Courtney's like, she has adorable children. She lied and went to a basketball game. That's what I was saying. And Andy says, did you go to Texas to see Ty? Andrew's like, yeah, I saw a basketball game. So, and guess what? I didn't need Ralph, okay? And I don't know what Ralph's been doing. That's a whole other conversation. And Mignetta's like, well, you do need to talk about it at some point, right? I mean, are we going to talk about Drew being in a lesbian relationship or not? No, we're not. Shockingly, we're not. They've based the entire season around this big bombshell, and we still don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't have cared either way. No, but still, at least not. Like, if you're just see it through. So Drew says, at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, of course we would care, but not care, but gay, like, but just because it's like some good soap opera turn, you know?
Right. We wouldn't be in panic though. So then Drew is like, you know, at the end of the day, Ronnie. At the end of the day,
we get nothing for nothing, and that's all you could say for the life of the panicking gays.
She and Ralph have gotten together, and she has been coached by Ralph, conjuring up things and regurgitating it. I don't have to answer her. And Courtney goes, you lie, everyone, stop it. I know you're a compulsive liar. It's clear. Which Courtney is right about that. So Andy's like, well, when did Ralph tell you he was planning on divorcing Drew?
when he knew for sure about the affair and he had the evidence of the affair.
And he's like, well, when was that? And she goes,
I don't remember.
And Andy says, after Portugal. And she's like,
yes. And he was really heartbroken, very, very devastated. Oh, only getting oil rubbed on him in Las Vegas and giving lap dances for about $20 a pop helped him, Andy.
So Andy's like, Candy, what do you know about the Thai rumor? And she's like, well, all I know is that Drew said that she would be her girl crush. And then my makeup artist said it was said it to Erica. And then Erica brought her to the set the next day. And then Thai started coming to the set, the pass on Peacock.
And Andy's like, who cares? But this, I think, I love that Candy's like, obviously, listen, Drew told Moneta that she liked this girl, and then she told my makeup artist she liked this girl, so the makeup artist told the girl, and then the girl came to the set every day to hang out with her. Like, duh. Hello. And so Sheree's like, I thought that she met her on the set. I didn't know that she was introduced by a makeup person. Oh, this is definitely lesbianic. Definitely. Definitely lesbianic. Was there any contouring going on? Tell me about the contouring.
I was recently given some information. It was dropped off at my house. And Andy goes,
the chateau?
Yes. I was given to in the middle of the night. It was a man on horseback. He was cloaked in black cloth and dropped it off. And it was windy and stormy. And I picked it up and it was an envelope. And I think it paints a different picture of their relationship.
Well, I have a question, Sheree. Has Chateau Sheree had a boob job yet? What's your house look like? Does your house have big boobs? What does everyone think about Chateau Sheree's boobs?
So Sheree picks out another envelope and Candy goes, another magazine? She's like, no. Well, and Andy's like,
is it possible it was Ralph who gave that information?
I don't know. All I know is I saw a strange orb-like feature with a little mustache approaching the door. Looks sort of like a mango.
Drew's laughing. By the way,
I'm sorry. Someone on Twitter posted something about Ralph and said, this man and his acorn-shaped head, and that's all I can think about.
It's so rude to shame somebody for something they can't do anything about. But I do think sometimes when I watch this, like, is this what Mark arrived in? But I know I'm going to hell for that. But
we're not shaming. We're just we're just helping to create a picture because this is an audio medium and people don't know what Ralph's head looks like. So we're just saying it looks perhaps like that. It looks perhaps like the shrines from Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, or maybe a mango or an acorn. Acorn's is strong. Good.
Yeah. Also, I feel like we should change the rule and we should be able to shame horrible people. We just shouldn't be able to shame nice people. But like horrible, like abusive people,
but we're not,
emotionally we're just, abusive people, chronic cheaters. I think you should be able to shame them, right?
There's nothing wrong with having a head that looks like an acorn. The shame, we're just merely stating, we're making comparisons. We're not asserting any sort of judgment to it. There's no shame. If your head looks like a stone fruit, or something that falls off of a tree, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a comparison.
Listen, my housewife's line today is, I may not be able to bend, but my morals can. So Kenya's cracking up. She's like, you know, when she gets that laugh, she has a, and then she has a, so she's doing that one. Madison. She's like,
read it aloud, Andy, read it aloud.
And Andy's like, wait a minute, these are private messages that are between Ty and I'm assuming Drew. Courtney, did you do this? And she's like, I promise I did not. And she's like, oh, did Ralph take those to you? You look tired. Take a nap, honey. You look tired. You must not be from Chicago. And Andy's like, well, if these are real, which I don't know if they are, they're very incriminating. Wow.
So then Drew's like, well, they're friendly. We're friends. So Kenya's looking through them now. She's looking for naked pictures. And she goes, this is not anything incriminating. And Candy's like, what? Let me see. And then Candy's looking. She's like, what? She's basically like, if I were texting with you like this, we would never text like this, you know?
And she goes, all long-winded like that, which I thought was really funny. Also, Drew is such a bad liar because Drew has not even seen these. She has not seen the evidence. Andy is looking them over. And Andy's like, this is really incriminating. And she's like, what? We're friendly. What? What's the big deal? Like, she doesn't even have to see them to try and minimize them. You know, anybody else, any honest person would be like, you show me those and prove to me that you're not faking some bullshit.
Yeah. And she's like, first and foremost, if you saw my DMs, my DMs are popping. It's like, okay. And then she starts hemming and hawing. And then she's like, I mean, I know that. I mean, like, listen, I have seen Ralph beat the IRS single-handedly. However, there's nothing incriminating in those. I know there's nothing incriminating. I'm like, you have to, girl, look at the text.
She's such a dope. Also, what are you trying to get Ralph in trouble with the IRS?
It's like,
if Ralph gets audited, you're getting audited.
you understand that, right?
If Ralph gets in trouble with tax fraud while you were married to Ralph and you signed those tax returns, you're going to owe that money and or go to jail. Fucking moron.
And the worst defense on Bravo is the reunion defense of like, Spoof text. Sorry, spoof text does not work as a defense. It is the worst defense you could possibly have. All you have to do is look at him and say, yeah, I said this. This is not flirtatious. This is just texting, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, she's a bad liar.
She's real bad.
So then Andy's like, well, I mean, I guess I would feel bad. I wouldn't like my private text thrown out there. Okay, fine. Okay, before I let you go, Manetta, I have to let you know, it's so cool you have an orphanage in Africa. Do you give boob jobs? Does your orphanage give boob jobs?
Boob jobs to the poor.
Thank you, Andy, so much. It's really okay, Manetta, that's enough. We've acknowledged that you've done something on this season. You started an orphanage sometime in the past. Okay, bye.
It's hard not life, am I right? Bye.
Here's your broom, Courtney. Bye. So now they're going to go on a 45-minute lunch. So everyone's standing up, and backstage, people are changing shoes and stuff. And Sheree and Marlo are in a room together, and Marlo's like, Marlo goes, "Bitch, clear the floor, bitch, bitch, wait, bitch, you did not, bitch." Bitch. And I was like, I love, it's like, thank you for embracing the word bitch right now, Marlo, because we've had to deal with like weeks of like, did Courtney say bitch? Did Courtney call Drew a bitch? And Marlo's like said it 12 times in like one breath.
So Marlo's cracking up because Candy is so pissed that Sheree did that newspaper thing about her. And she's like, well, I did it because every week she's talking about me. And Marlo says, yeah, but okay, look, I love that Shein is $9.75, but on Candy Store, it's $75. Marlo, you've got clothes on that God knows who bought these clothes for you, and you're literally renting them for hundreds of dollars a night.
I know.
Okay. Are you crazy?
Yeah, it's called business markup. You know, makes sense. If there are
nothing's wrong with either one of you, by the way.
Yeah. So now Ralph is in makeup. Ralph is sitting there like a lump. He's like, bleh. Like, that's how he has this entire episode. He's like a little frog on a rock. You ever see a frog on a rock that's like, bleh. That's what Ralph is giving.
Frogger.
You know?
Yeah.
So Courtney checks in on him, and she's like, "How are you doing?" And
also, it cracks me up that he's sitting there getting his shave. He's getting his head shaved and trimmed by a barber, and he's even like doing a promo for the barber because he's wearing a rose hair cover. What do you call it? A haircut, like a smock cape.
He's wearing a rose colored smock,
and the barber is also wearing rose. I'm like, wow, you're really going for free barbershop visits right now on your reunion visit. I mean, this is someone who's really thinking about the commerce of it all. And I've got to say, congratulations. I suggest bangs. Pass that on. Pass that on.
Ralph with
barber.
Bangs. Ralph with like little feathered bangs. So, So Courtney checks in, and then like she's like seeing like how are you doing, and his eyes like sort of look behind her, and so she's like, so she goes to close the door, but what we can't see because of Courtney's in the way is that Allison was right there in the hallway. So she closes the door, and Allison is like, don't close that door on me, don't close that. I wrote on amen, and guess what, I'm not giving an amen to that door being closed on me.
And she smacks the door and comes in all angrily, and she's like, yeah, I'm Allison, and you're gonna pay. And Courtney's Allison. Like, please get this bitch out of here. And she goes, oh, what are you calling me, a bitch now? I thought you don't use the word bitch. And she goes, I do now.
And Allison's like, who are you? And then some random lady just closes the door. God, I love Allison. Like, I think Drew should get another season just so we can have more Allison.
Bring Allison on. I would love
Allison
to see.
Would be a great Real Housewife.
I would love to see Allison. So Courtney's like, I apologize, but you know, Drew has a problem. She's such a compulsive liar, Ralph.
And you love her. I get it. But you can't keep showing someone. You can't just keep allowing someone to disrespect you like that.
And he's just... He's doing his guy on Bravo face where he's just giving his victim face like, yeah, I'm so disrespected as I sit here earning like 30 punches on my barbershop card so I can get like 6 months of free barbershops.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, listeners, you need to know that Wondery's shocking true crime podcast Over My Dead Body is back for a fourth season, Gone Hunting. This newest season covers the story of Mike Williams. It was Mike's sixth wedding anniversary when he set off on a hunting trip into the gator-infested swamps of North Florida. He figured he'd be back in time to take his wife Denise out to celebrate, but he never came back. Friends and loved ones feared he met his fate through bad luck and a group of hungry alligators, leaving his young family behind. Except that's not what happened at all. And after 17 years, a kidnapping, and the uncovering of a secret love triangle, the truth would finally be revealed. Enjoy Over My Dead Body, Gone Hunting on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Over My Dead Body early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus. I want you to picture Steve Jobs tinkering with a computer in his garage, Walt Disney drawing cartoons for his high school newspaper. Every big moment starts with a big dream, but what happens when that dream turns out to be an even bigger failure? Each week on Wondery's new podcast, The Big Flop, host Misha Brown is joined by different comedians to chronicle some of the biggest failures and blunders in pop culture history. Each episode will have you thinking, why in the world did this get made? From box office flops like Cats the Movie to Action Park, New Jersey's infamous theme park that had countless injuries, many lawsuits, and rides so wild it became known as Class Action Park, or Quibi, that short-form video platform with an even shorter lifespan. It's a story of a spectacular failure with lots of surprises along the way. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
So now the women are going back on stage. And they're like, okay, women, come back on stage. And then Drew goes, okay, bitch. I'm like, Drew, that's not... You just said bitch. So then Atlanta, I'm like, we just sat through Drew making such a big deal about the word bitch. And she just says it. And I don't, again, I'm not offended by it, but I'm just like, the hypocrisy, the lies, the lies.
The lies.
So Andy's like, well, guess what? The Atlanta women are pretty sex positive, but this group's antics generated quite a bit of peach buzz this season. Ladies, let's look at some more of your tantalizing moments. I was like, these are the exact, this is like the exact same comedy route. They always do a comedy bit in the second episode. Whenever you come back from the cliffhanger, they resolve the cliffhanger, and then they do the fun and games, the fun and games segment. And it's on Atlanta. It's always the same things. Bedroom candy, sexy, hot guys shirtless, Bolo.
So Kenya's like, well, I put threesomes on the map, Andy, in my movie Twa. And Marlo's like, when was that again? And she says, it was the first time we'd seen a black threesome on screen. Wow, that is going in the Smithsonian for sure. For sure. Wow.
Was it really on screens or was it on TVs? I don't know. So
that's the first time we've seen a black threesome on YouTube, Andy.
So Andy's like, well, congrats, Candy, on 10 years of bedroom candy. I can't wait to see more bedroom candy on this show for 10 more years because we know it will never stop happening.
Yeah, and Sonia's like, she's responsible for a couple of my orgasms, I'll tell you that much. And he's like, all right, well, Corn from Hole says, why is everyone acting like Kenya's eating ass is such a big deal? I mean, come on, it's 2023, and poop holes are considered delicious and nutritious now. It's okay. Eating ass. Who doesn't do it?
And everyone's laughing. And then Shrey asks, what's the freakiest thing that Candy's ever done? And then Kenya's like, how many people were involved?
Can I just say, I'm so excited for Candy for just being such a good business person. Also being the first housewife to make sex, like a full-on sex toy MLM. Like, who does that? Yeah. Good for you. Have housewives out there hawking MLM, like having dildo parties like they were Tupperware parties. I mean, there's so much that I respect about it. Literally do not care to hear any more about Candy fucking and who she fucks and how much she likes to fuck. I don't care. Congratulations on the commerce, okay? That's the most of a boner I've ever gotten. Candy commerce. That's it. But the rest of it, shut up. I don't care. I don't want to hear about Kenny eating
I'm not a prude. I'm not a prude, but I feel like this is something that like Andy's into. But like, I personally don't care like about Kenya eating ass. And I don't care about the freaky things that Candy has gotten up to. Like, it literally is like not interesting to me. Like, I'm interested in like stuff we see on screen and on camera, and like it's just not, this is like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
I
really stupid. Also, knowing that Bravo's just getting 10% of it, and that's why they keep bringing it up. It's like, you're trying to titillate me to get a fucking $90 dildo. Like, I know where to get cheaper dildos. You know what I mean? Okay. So then he's like, okay, we talked about Candy eating ass and Candy having everybody jerk off with her MLM. So let's talk about Sonia's miscarriage. I was like, wow.
That's a hairpin turn right there.
Good Lord.
So Sonia tells the story. Very traumatic, very sad. Obviously has great silver lining in that she's pregnant again and new child, etc. And she's saying that she had a lot of support from her friends, but she was disappointed in Kenya because everyone like sent like flowers or called to check in, but Kenya didn't. And Kenya's like, no, I called. She's like, I did call and you didn't answer. I actually believe Kenya on this one, because Kenya's kind of like, she's like, I called and I'm sorry that we didn't connect, but Kenya doesn't turn it into like a moment. She's kind of like, I called.
Kenya's way smarter than that. She knows, she sees what Sonia's trying to do, and Sonia to use this to use her baby's miscarriage as fodder for a fight against Kenya is extremely low, I think. I thought that was really gross. And I like that Kenya, which I'm surprised because I find Sonia to be kind of boring. I don't find her to be low. I thought this was really gross to use that against somebody. And I thought Kenya was also very smart in being like, you're not going to use your miscarriage against me at a reunion. I'm very sorry that this happened to you, truly, and I'm not going to fight with you about it.
I didn't feel like Sonia was like, oh, this is a way for me to have a moment. I felt like she genuinely would like thought that Kenya hadn't reached out. And she was like, since we're here at the reunion, this is a place to air it out. But I felt like it was just kind of one of those things like, yeah, I felt like, why, like, why don't you like text her or call her? Like, isn't the whole issue with Sonia is like, people are having sincerity issues with Sonia. And so like, why, like, you want Kenya to reach out to you off camera and be sincere, so why are you not reaching out and being sincere to her off camera?
Oof, gross. I was grossed out. So Andy moves to Michael J. from Fox, says, wow. Sonia, can you see how terribly you treat your family? You employ them, but you don't own them. What about your family ties, Sonia? What about your family ties, Sonia? And Sonia's like, I don't treat my family poorly. My family is poor and I pay them to be less poor. Michael J.
You know, I bet we'd be together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more years. So,
da 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 da.
It feels like.
Okay.
What would I do, baby, without Sherry? So, what would I do, baby, without my parents? So Andy's like, do you regret how you told your sister? I'm bored already with my question. So they live 5 minutes away, everyone. So if anyone who's really panicked
literally
about that situation.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Okay.
Sorry,
nobody
Sonia. Cares.
Family
go,
wise.
Go away.
Family wise. Why? Why?
So Andy's like, you're not the only housewife that explored fertility. Kenya, are you any closer to getting Brooklyn bunk beds? And she still wants babies, but nobody, she has decided to adopt, and she's going to adopt a 3 or 4 year old who already knows how to walk and talk, which, hey, listen, sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan, Jan.
Well, Poke from Mon says, Sonia, how could you call yourself a friend to Kenya when in one breath she's helping you raise money for your charity and the next breath you're dragging her and cheating her relationship? And Kenya's like, the thing is, Sonia, I like Sonia, but there's so many things that have happened where I question her loyalty to me and her ability to not be biased in the situation between me and Marlo. And Sonia's basically saying that she feels like there's a double standard and talking about, like, the DM situation with Martell, like how it was okay for Kenya to call out Martell's DMs, but then when Call Me Kale got into Marlo's DMs, Kenya was silent.
And she's also saying, you know, you weren't just helping me, you were helping 18 mothers who didn't have a home. And to, you know, making it sound like, oh, Kenya's so shallow. No, Kenya helped you.
Yeah.
Okay, there are plenty of people who need help that she could have been going to any charity. You specifically asked her the favor of being a caller. She got all that money out of people. And you did talk shit about her all season and then immediately turned and faked it when you needed somebody to show up and do you a fucking favor. I mean, there's no getting out of that. Whether you were doing it for the betterment of others, good for you. But Kenya was doing it as your fucking friend. And so that wasn't cool of you.
And Kenya's probably the second largest star on this cast behind Candy. And that's like a pretty big deal that Kenya like MC'd your event last minute. Like, I know she's on a TV show and she's your friend. It's like no big deal, but it is. She probably did get you a lot of money for your thing. And then you were like complaining. And let's not, I would have liked if it brought up, if someone had called out Sonia for complaining about the fact that Kenya and that seating arrangement fiasco. Like, she's the MC to your event, she gets special consideration, and I thought that was like shitty of Sonia to like talk shit about that or complain about that off camera when she's done such a big favor for you.
Sonia came off as kind of a dick this whole season, really. If you,
I
don't
think she was
up.
Like, I feel like she didn't come off as a dick, but I think she came off as like a little spoiled and entitled. And I really, God, I've said this before, I really, really like Sonia, and I wanted her to like really pop as a second season housewife because I felt like she had potential, but I think she is two and done. She failed on her sophomore effort, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. So, let's see. So Andy's like, Kenya, you tweeted that Marlo never raised her paddle and she had to be shamed into giving to her bestie. Marlo, is that what happened? And Marlo's like,
Andy, you know I was gonna give my best, but my account was called and the money was deposited right away and I'm not giving shit to Kenya.
And Sonia's like, yeah, she said she would give the money but she's not raising her paddle for Kenya, which is so
so petty,
fucking petty. And I actually love that.
Yeah.
I love that Marlo did that.
I wish she just said that on camera. She's like, I'm not going to raise my I won't do this for Kenya. You know, like, let the pettiness fly free on camera. Like, allow us to have it.
I love that.
Kenya's like, well, that's very interesting that you would support her in that because Sheree and Marlo didn't raise their hands. Sonia's like, well, you know, Kenya, I have like genuinely tried to be a friend to you on camera. And like sometimes I like sit with it too. And I say like, are you being genuine with me? Because it seems like, you know, it seems like sometimes like you're being calculating. I'm like, it's Kenya Moore, Sonia. What part of Kenya Moore says not calculating? Of course she is.
And she says, yeah, because like you, like, sure, you'll come do the charity thing because it looked good on camera and it looked good for you to give money. Also, it was a favor that you asked her to do. She didn't shoehorn her way in there to look good. This is just my opinion.
Kenya's like, I don't have time to give you my time or my money, girl. And Sonia's like, but you know, you helped 18 homeless women. And like, what I'm saying is like, in that moment, I'm like very appreciative and it like means a lot to me. But then where were you? What are the opportunities to be my friend off camera? You know, like, you didn't show up for me. Like, you know, like, because if that were my friend and I told you I almost lost my life, wouldn't she reach out? And so she's like, basically like, why didn't you reach out? And it's like dramatic. And we go to commercial. And when we come back, they just totally don't care anymore. They just move on to full other stuff. There's no follow up. They don't even care what Kenya's response is. They're like, okay, so Sonia had her moment and now we're moving on to Candy.
Now she's done. All right, welcome back. Joe from So What Who Cares says, Candy, if you can get so upset when the other ladies shade you, then why is it okay to have your own YouTube channel shading them? And she's like, I'm just
giving them back what they
give me.
So carry on.
Which I agree. Like, why not? I don't care. I don't know. Have you seen the tides turn against candy? I think it's been the past couple of years, but I would say this year it's way more noticeable online and stuff that people have really turned on candy. And I think Candy is doing better than she ever has. I mean, Candy's been involved in more fights. She's like, even though she doesn't show up a lot, you know, which we've talked about this season, but when she does, she will try to drag some, you know, like she has no problem dragging somebody or getting in the mix. So I kind of feel bad for her. I feel like if anybody else did spoofs or made jokes, they wouldn't be getting in trouble for it.
But. I don't think it's a great look. I think that Candy, like, I know she's giving back what she's gotten, but I don't know. I actually feel like it's Candy kind of like dropping down to like a level, like a sort of like a sad level. I think that she doesn't need to do it. She's so successful and she does so well. Like, I don't know. I think that all she really is doing is giving them ammo. Like, I think she should, as her song says, rise above. So,
I think she's trying to do like an SNL type thing where she's trying to like get into comedies and stuff, and so she's using her springboard as doing the lip syncing to Housewives stuff,
right? And that's why show.
So, and she's actually using their own words against them and their own clips, just dressing with a wig. So I don't see why it's such a big deal.
But then again, but if that is true, that's exactly the biggest criticism against Candy, is that it's like all she really cares about are her businesses. So she's like, oh, if it's like, oh, she's just using that fodder to get into comedy, then it kind of feels like, huh, well, there she is again, just using, like, well, yeah, it's not the real Candy. It's just her using it as another platform. Yeah. I mean, I don't personally care. I mean, I do think that, like, I am sick of the same storylines from Candy year after year. So I love, love, love Candy. But I think that she is kind of just giving us the kind of the same old stuff. So, but either way, I really am not that invested in it. I don't think she needed to do it personally. I understand why. I don't think she needed to. But guess what? Wow, I just got a frog in my throat. Kalamata from Olive says, Candy, you act like you're above everyone and never want to share anything other than your business. Don't you think you should step down or take a break since you're so busy? Hardly ever show up for the girls and you don't even want to discuss anything personal. And she's like,
her response to this is funny because she goes, I've shown plenty of my personal business. I mean, geez, the whole Candy and the Gang show shows all of our dirty laundry in our restaurant, which, again, is not your personal business. That's your business. Yeah.
Right. Well, because the question was also like, you only talk about things unless you won't talk about something unless it shows your business is in good light. And she's like, well, that show showed my restaurant in a bad light while simultaneously promoting it on a very large platform.
Yeah. So she's like, if I cared so much, sorry, I was biting my lip. I was like, I think I have dead skin on my lip. I'm going to bite it while Ben talks.
Wait, I need to grab, you keep talking. I'm grabbing a bottle of water from across the room because this Paxlovid, I just spat me. Well, I took my last dose of Paxlovid today, but the thing is, it's like drying. So you're saying
you don't Paxlovid?
I don't Paxlovid, but it's like, it dries me out. So I just need to grab a bottle of water from across the room. I'll be gone for all 6 seconds.
Maybe you should get a little lube from bedroom candy. Hey, who do you think is drier? Ben or Ben? Ben wins. He's got a dry vagina because of Pax hate it.
Okay, so then Candy's like, wow, that was crazy. I didn't say literally anything.
Okay.
So Candy's like, if I cared so much about looking perfect, I never would have let them see that Todd can't pay the electricity bill on that show. By the way, have you heard that that's coming back after all?
Is it?
I heard that online. I don't know if that's verifiable or anything, but I read it online that they ended up giving it another season, which
it was definitely the best of the Candy spinoffs.
That's actually a very good show. I love that show.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Sheree's like, oh, so first of all, the real name of this person was like Sheree from Shady Corner. So they're all cracking up that Sheree actually did that question.
Yeah.
And Candy's like, yeah, well, and speaking of taking breaks, I think that you would know the most about taking breaks, Sheree. And shading her for being fired from the show. And Sheree's like, taking breaks. And Candy said, yeah, you said maybe I should take a break. And Sheree's like, well, you guys are lackluster, so they always have to bring me back. Anyway, I've been asked back more than I've come back. So,
try again, I've made history. Candy. She's like, I've made history. I'm like, you made history for being fired 3 times and coming back.
So Andy's like, well, we are all very invested in your pursuit of an EGOT. Congrats on your Tony nomination and your Emmy nomination. How does it feel to be at the Tonys? And she says it's dream come true. And she's the producer of The Wiz, which is coming out. Also, I was like, I didn't know that Candy had an Emmy nomination. But it was, I mean, listen, I don't have an Emmy nomination. I'm never going to shade anyone for having an Emmy nomination. But I looked it up and it was like the most specific regional Emmy nomination. It was like, it was for like storytelling and the Southeastern regional Emmys for like Spanish language storytelling. It was so, so, so specific. But you know what though? Do whatever it takes to get that EGOT. That's what I say.
Oh yeah. You know, and then maybe you can work up to a bigger Emmy later. Who knows? Yeah. But just get them all in there.
Get it under your belt.
Why aren't we nominated for a fucking Emmy? Where's my Emmy? Where's our audio from regional gay people and polyester shorts from Costco? There's got to be some kind of fucking thing we can get.
At least we should be able to get an Emmy, if not a Grammy, by the way. Hey, any like, we can just like do like a spoken word album. If anyone is out there can get us a Grammy. Remember when Kathy, this is actually Bravo related because it was on her show on Bravo. Kathy, what's her face? Griffin, she had a campaign to win herself a Grammy, and she did like a whole spoken word thing and everything, and I think she actually got it. Or was
well,
it
a lot
Emmy?
Of people can win with comedy albums and stuff. Can we just release my Octopus Teacher recap as an album? Would you guys buy it on iTunes? Tell
just
us
to get us a Grammy nomination.
A Grammy. Fuck yeah! I think could you imagine going to the Grammys? I could wear leather underwear and just like tape on my nipples. I would love that.
I'd be like, sorry, Ronnie, I'm going to go hang out with Olivia Rodrigo right now.
Okay, so now we see people think Marlo's an asshole, but she's really a good person, which is not the truth. And I'm sick of people saying that. Marlo is an asshole. And I don't know what kind of editing she's getting on this show that is trying to, like, you know, Mother Mary her, but it's actually working. And, you know, Marlo does have good parts. I'm not saying she's all bad, but the edit she gets on this show is insane.
Yeah. Well, because I think they're trying to make... For years, Marlo was kind of one note. She was just sort of like a one note agitator. And she would come in and she would always like go after someone. And now that they made her a real housewife, they have to flesh her out to be more than that. So they have to give her like a nice edit and everything. So they're asking her... Oh, by the way, this is Candy's Emmy is... Spanish historic, cultural, politics, government, societal concerns category.
Wow, we couldn't even make that shit up.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Marlo, 2 years later, why did the shooting at Candy's restaurant become an issue? And Marlo's like,
Andy, it was on the news. I mean, there's a shooting at Candy Burris' restaurant, and my nephew just got shot 2 years ago at Candy Burris' restaurant. How would that not trigger me to remember my nephew?
And he's like, but did it bother you 2 years ago? And she goes,
it did bother me when I left her house.
I was like, when you left her house... And after she was telling you how sorry she was and all of that.
She's like, well, Candy's like, we hugged. We had an emotional moment. And then, like, I don't know how you're trying to act like I disregarded you because I did not. She's like, I just wanted more. She's like, well, but then the next couple of days, you were, like, texting me about Cameo. And, like, you were more concerned about, you know, making sure I was getting the bag than you were about, like, telling me about the funeral or anything like that.
And it was specifically to get Marlo's bag because she wanted Candy to sign up under Marlo's name so that Candy would get a percentage of all of Marlo's, Marlo would get a percentage of all of Candy's signups on Cameo. I mean, so right. Fucking tacky. It's like, I will never forgive you for how much you hurt me. Can I please get 10% of your Cameo for the rest of your life?
So Marlo's like, I mean, you didn't send flowers, a chicken wing, nothing. I mean, like... It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But like, you could have called my sister and sung a song. And Candy's like, I don't know your sister like that. Like, she's like, what the hell kind of request would that be? Hi, I'm Candy Burris. Like massively acclaimed songwriter Candy Burris. I'm just going to sing you a song. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, and Andy's like, so why are you so mad about Drew's word choice that day? Like, when you screamed at Drew in front of the hand sanitizer machine at the exit of the wine...
What City is that Winery.
Place called?
City Winery of Atlanta.
where you pulled up a fucking folding chair in front of the exit and screamed at Drew about her choice of words. And she's like, well, because no one will say shooting, but Candy was like, it's fine to say Marlo slashes faces. And Candy's like, look, I have to ask, and no shade to Sheree, but you guys want to hold me to the fire, but not one person brought up your website didn't go right, Sheree. Yeah. Like, everybody's on me about my businesses and shootings and stuff like this, but no one talked about your website not working. And Sheree's like, you did.
Candy's like, yeah, no, that's why I said this wasn't supposed to be shady. My point is that, like, stuff wasn't going right for me at the time, but everybody held me to the fire. But the difference is that I think that, like, no one expects Sheree's stuff to go right. Like, that's kind of one of those things where it's like, you don't punch down on Sheree, you know? So Marlo is like, well, what wasn't going right? And Katie's like, well, the shooting, that was negative for my business. And she goes, but a lot of negative things happened. Who cares?
Now you don't care. Now it doesn't matter, right?
You're trying to amplify that there was a shooting at her restaurant. Like, no business owner would want that.
And Candy is like, well, she wanted everyone to challenge me on what happened at my business. And you said no one says anything to Candy, you know, and the only one you insist that people say things to is me. And also, I think it's worth pointing out, because Candy doesn't really rub it in, but it's also worth pointing out that Candy is literally the only person that's ever tried to help Marlo. And Marlo is the one who said that on TV. Marlo's like, you're the only one who ever sends my nephew's birthday money and supports them. You're the only one who calls to see how they're doing. But I want more. I want more.
The point is.
And she was also the one who employed your nephew in the first place. Yep. And now you're coming back after trying to get her cameo money and drag her through the mud for that. It's like.
Listen, Marlo tried to make up. She tried to make. She saw that the vibe around. She saw the vibe on the internet was like, you know, Candy never shares anything. There was also this big, like, very pro Phaedra moment that was happening like a year ago after her girls trip. And, well, just in general, there's been a pro Phaedra thing. People feel like this show has been a little meh over the past few years. So people are like, you know, and Candy got rid of Phaedra, but then Candy won't share anything. I think Marlo saw what the sentiment was, that there was some anti-Candy fomentation happening. And I think she tried to take a swing. I think she tried and she failed. And it was like, you did try to bite the hand that fed you, and this was the wrong swing to take.
Sorry. Yeah. And Candy's like, listen, we haven't been friends. You've been against me so many times. You get jealous when everything's go well for me. And Marlo's like,
you are crazy. I am renting used Versace. Why would I be jealous?
I have the woman who was on The Real World and now on VH1, who is a client of mine. Why would I be jealous?
So then
Drew tries to chime in on this. She's trying to chime in, and Marlo goes, Drew, be quiet and worry about your marriage. And Drew goes, that's what we're not gonna do today, is talk about my marriage. I'm like, you literally have a whole segment for your marriage.
I know, you have, like, the whole show is about your marriage, and no one will let Drew talk. They just all talk over her, and she's trying to be so big and tough. And Marlo's like, we're on TV, we will talk about it. And Drew goes, you get a husband and then we'll talk about it. And Marlo goes, you get a wife. I felt guilty laughing at that, but I did anyway.
And I just, Drew was, so, it was just right there. It was so perfect.
Drew goes, what you got is a Birkin and some memories, bitch. I'm like, but literally, is there anything more to live for? Like, really, when I die, I'm fine with saying that. Like, listen, all I got from this life was a Birkin and some memories, and it was worth every fucking step I took.
Yeah, and Marla's like, I got many Birkins, and they're worth more than your entire home, which I also believe.
So now
Sonia decides to clarify. She's like, you know, you guys are both looking at it the wrong way. You know, like, you know, Candy felt like Marlo was trying to attach the shooting to her business, and Marlo felt like she wanted more of it as a friend. And Candy's like, her whole story kept on changing. And when it first started out, it was like about why can't you say shooting? And then all of a sudden, it's like about this thing. And basically, Candy's like, Sonia, stay out of this. I'm not going to fight with you about this. Like, you should not be. I like you.
Because Sonia is wrong. She is wrong. Candy is correct. This whole thing started about we can't say shooting, blah, blah, blah. And then that didn't work. So Marlo tried to turn it into, oh, but it's because my nephew was shot there. And that's what it all changed. It wasn't always started with Candy being dismissive. It started at one thing. It didn't work. So Marlo changed it to be even more of a big victim thing to get it to stick. And now Sonia's trying to pretend that that was the history. Sonia's just on the wrong damn side of history here.
Yeah, Sonia, okay. I understand Sonia's compulsion to try to smooth things over, but like,
but yeah. She's not. She's trying not to like anti the other couch. She's doing like a team thing, which they do, the sides of the couches, you know? It's like we're all on a team. We'll all stick up for each other. It's just she picked the wrong team.
Yeah. So Marlo's like, Andy, all I know is I've come a long way and I think I could have done more. And Andy's like, well, is there a path forward for the two of you? Marlo's like, yes, I think so. And they basically say, even though like, no, they are just going to be cordial to each other. And basically they're going to be cordial. And now at this point we have wrapped all this sort of the housekeeping we have to do with this reunion so we can finally get to Drew and Ralph. Because like the last few segments were like, okay, so Sonia sad about her family. Okay, Marlo and Candy will move on. Okay, can we get to Drew and Ralph? And now we have finally gotten there.
So then we look at this fake ass marriage season where they tried to pretend everything was going great. And then it slowly started to, the facade started to crack. And Ralph, we see Ralph's victim face watching all of this.
You know, Ralph comes out, by the way, Ralph comes out looking like he is on the cover of a book that will teach you how to do tricks at a casino. It's like, hey, have you ever wanted to know how to do, how to count cards? This is what my
casino
method is.
Casino Morongo.
Literally, he's like in a tuxedo with like some sort of like shiny paisley on the jacket and everything. It's like, have you ever wondered how to do the thing where you shuffle really nicely and smoothly? I can teach you in this book.
glittery little beads all over his jacket. Then we see him saying, who hasn't filed for divorce? And Drew saying, well, if we don't work out, I'm going to talk to my crush or whatever. So then Drew's like, okay, Andy, here, give him his peach. I've brought an actual peach from the grocery store. I know it's what he came for. Hand him this prop, please. And wow, Drew stopped at produce this morning.
She really did. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what else is going to come out of that stone fruit purse of hers.
What's next? A banana?
So they are living under the same roof still. And so Andy's like, wow, you brought two fruit items. By the way, I'm almost done with that plum. It's delicious. I'm going to take another bite of it. And Ralph is sitting there like, Ralph looks like he is like mid-poop. I know you don't like talking about that, Ronnie, but he really has this like, like he's just pushing out that last little piece.
So they talk about, what are your intentions and, what are your intentions here today? And Ralph's like, well, I just want to answer the questions, you know, and get this log out. You know, that would be nice. It would be nice, to finally get past the top of the log ride.
Got a little, dingleberry I'm working on here. So
Andrew goes, oh, just take your moment. Just take it, Ralph. I'll give you your moment. You want to be a housewife? Have I passed the peach?
Yeah. Also, I have to say, was this right at this moment or is it like when Ralph came out when they were both like staring off like they were not talking to each other? And he's like, so anything you guys want to say to each other? And they just refused. Drew was doing her most, like her finest soap opera work, just staring off to the side like, I can't even look at his face. Just
yeah, he's silently doing that thing where he's looking at the floor distantly like, I'm so depressed. I've been so abused. I can't even speak. And then she's like,
go ahead, say what you're going to say to me.
It's so melodramatic.
They're both ridiculous. And he goes, what are you doing with the peach? I don't even know what you're doing right now. And she goes, I don't know why you're here. And then he goes, well, actually, we invited him. And Drew goes, and he was ready, wasn't he? Wasn't he ready?
Says Drew.
And so Ralph is like, first and foremost, I love my wife, and I'm here today because I want my child to have a proper representation of who their father is, because there's lots of things that Drew has said that are slanderous. They have a perfectly good representation of who their father is if they watch this show, sir. You hid cameras in your own home to spy on them.
Exactly.
And then left to bang somebody in Tampa. And that was just last season. That doesn't even address this season.
This marriage should have been over after this. So then we see headlines. Drew Sidora files for divorce, claiming husband Ralph Pittman is a serial cheater and an abuser and a hat ruiner. So Ralph says, well, I want us all to have opportunity to know what the truth is versus the stories that have actually surfaced around the internet. And he's like, okay, well, have you told your kids that you're separating? And Drew's like, no, no, we have not. Like, well.
I love it. They're all about, we're going to say the truth and I want my kids to have a proper, no, they don't know we're going to
get don't know. They have a divorce. I want them to have a proper record of something that we're not going to tell them about.
We're just lying about, we're lying to our children every day and I want them to have the truth. So Andy's like, Natha from Hot Dog says, you guys seem to be happy for most of the season. I was genuinely thrilled. Was it all a front? And Drew's like, it wasn't put on. I just think everyone has gotten a clear view into our marriage, and I believe in secrecy of marriage.
Still trying to make that word work. Still trying to. If you say it enough, it's going to get into the Oxford English Dictionary. OED.
OED. And I didn't think a lot of things need to be plastered on TV, so those things I kept to protect my husband. So, in other words, yes, it was put on. You fucking lied. So, in other words,
this whole thing was a lie, which we knew was a lie. You can't even
get through one sentence without being a liar. None of it was a lie. I only lied to protect my marriage. Well, then it was a lie, Drew.
Then it was a lie.
You can't lie and tell the truth in the same damn sentence.
I mean, even though it was like the most obvious lie, we all watched the season knowing what bullshit, even if we had not even known the outcome, even if we had never read the headlines, we would know this is bullshit because we've seen two seasons of them being miserable and we know what couples faking it on Bravo looks like. Okay, we've watched Shannon and David, all right? So Andy's like, so you protect him from the cameras through infidelity? And Ralph goes, Drew, please talk, Drew, please talk.
There's silence, by the way. There's a huge, long silence, but no one will talk about infidelity. I mean, you guys have taken our whole season. Just say it. So he's like, go ahead and talk. And Drew's like, there's certain things that don't need to be put out there. And
yes.
He goes, well, if there's infidelity, then say it. Okay, so was say he it. Or not? Because she is just hinting. She's not saying anything. So Andy says, were you unfaithful to her? Were you? And he goes, it would have come out if I was. So now he won't answer.
He's like, that's not the question. Have you been faithful? And Ralph's like, a gulp. Yes, I have. And I haven't done anything. Everything about Ralph, like they are both the worst liars of all time. And he's like, I haven't done anything. I mean, there would have been everything coming out already. I haven't done anything. And so Andy turns to Drew and he's like, ha! And have you been faithful your entire marriage? And Ralph's like, yeah, so what about Ty? And Drew's like,
silence, silence, nice 5 minute silence.
Are you really going to sit in my face and play in my face right now? So that's not an answer either, by the way. That's a deflection,
too. They won't answer. Neither one of them. They're just a huge fucking waste of time. So she won't answer. So he's like, well, I don't want to go back and forth. I think we could be mature. I think we can be mature, particularly during this particular time. And she's like, you just came to me days ago being apologetic, so don't play in my face. You've been playing in my face for 3 years. Do not play in my face. Do not. I was like, oh my God, don't send her to Wicked. She's just going to be like, stop playing in my face. Stop this play in my face.
I do want to be popular. So then she's like, this is an opportunity to show up different. You've always chosen other women over me. You've always put me in precarious situations to be embarrassed time and time again. And I have sat here and supported and stayed the course with you. And she is right because he has absolutely done that. But also, like, why? Why have you stayed the course with him? Drew, go on. Get a divorce. Leave. I mean, you are retroactively, Drew. Thank you for getting a divorce. But like, honestly, you should have done this 2 years ago.
If that happens, part of me feels like this is like a big long play that now they're going to have a storyline for next year. You know, I don't believe either one of these.
Both of these
people have proven to be untrustworthy narrators.
Right. I mean, it is tricky because, I mean, Ralph had that assistant issue and it was like, clearly like you've had an inappropriate situation with your assistant. And then, I don't know. It's that they're just both, they really are awful and they deserve each other. And so, although no one deserves to be with a gaslighter and abuser, of course, but like, I'm just saying, like, they both are liars.
Yeah, that's, and I'll repeat it again, just so people don't get the wrong idea. Ralph is clearly an emotional abuser. I would not suggest anyone be with Drew. I do like Drew and think she should get away with him or get away from him. However, I don't think that she will. I think there's just a lot going on here that we don't know about. And neither one of these two is ever honest about the status of the relationship. And I have no idea. I would totally believe that they would do this whole thing and accuse each other of terrible things for a storyline.
They are both documented grifters. Like, she literally tried to commit fraud, I believe, with Drop It with Drew, with like this bullshit, like, you lose like 100 pounds in 2 days. And then Ralph last year, don't forget, had like all these aliases that he had all these businesses under. Like, these two are people who are very fishy. I'm not saying that a fishy person doesn't therefore deserves to be gassed or whatever, but I'm saying like, I just think that it's like hilarious watching them both try to come out on top in this reunion. I mean, Drew will automatically always be on top when it comes to Ralph, but it still is hilarious.
Now we get the who filed first fight. So he's like, I'm going to be 100% honest here, you know, and the reality is I asked you for a divorce. And she's like, after you found out I was speaking to a divorce attorney. And Andy says, why does it matter who filed? And she goes, because he wanted to beat me instead of fighting for his marriage and apologizing. But why is it the big deal?
But didn't
deal
she
who filed
beat him
first?
I don't know. And
she was saying, well, she was going to file divorce. She called the lawyer to file divorce. Oh. He found out that she called the lawyer, so he ran to the lawyer and got it filed first.
Oh.
And then she went and filed hers, but then probably called all those same fake people outside of the small claims court. That scene, I will never forget that scene when they called all those people to pretend like it was like the court case of the year, and they're standing in front of small claims court dressed like they're going to the Oscars, and they had one little photographer with an iPhone in front going, how do you feel now that you've been vindicated?
So now Drew says, now this is a point in Drew's corner. She's like, you know what? He quit counseling because Dr. Ken was holding his feet to the fire, holding you accountable for your inappropriate behavior, and you don't want to hear it from him. So you quit and you blocked him. You block Dr. Ken and you get involved with Mimi. I don't remember who Mimi is, and try to create this narrative about me because you want to protect the kids. So Ralph blocked the therapist? I mean, like, I know it's Dr. Ken, but like, God, like, Ralph. And Ralph, of course, doesn't have any response to that. Ralph doesn't say, I didn't block him, or I would have finished doing the work. He just says, well, your assistant is the one who actually told me you had a relationship going on with Ty. So there, ha.
I don't know who Mimi is. Do you?
I don't know. Maybe, like, he bought a Mariah Carey CD or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. If anybody knows, would you guys... Okay, Mimi if anyone Faust knows, on Ty Young and Drew Sidora's relationship. Yes. So Mimi Faust is
she came up
from,
before. Where is she from?
I'm going to read this from Bossip. Mimi Faust on Ty Young and Drew Sidora's alleged Munch Madness.
I think she was on the show. She was like at the party, I think, the past party.
That shit's funny. Okay, let me see. Oh, so this is Mimi Faust is Ty's ex, because the other article is right. Mimi Faust and Ty Young are engaged again.
That's right. That's where we know. So either way, I mean, but Ralph's like, so Ralph left there.
American reality television personality who stars on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. God, you see,
right.
This is where our knowledge of this is where our cultural knowledge is shameful. Honestly, and so is our knowledge beyond Bravo. Well, we literally just don't know. Sorry, everybody.
I really only know Bravo, and when it comes to TLC, VH1, and E, I'm like, who? So that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with it.
Remember,
I'm like,
we met
I'm
the
like
creator.
Aaron,
we met the fucking creator of Love and Hip Hop, and we're like, who? Like, we didn't know. We
were on that show with her.
My God, I just feel so fucking pasty.
Oh, I forgot about
sometimes.
That.
Like, geez, I feel like Aaron from Real Housewives of New York. Like,
I know, that's what I was about to say.
What's WAP? Seriously? What is it?
Listen, people, you know, you can either go deep or you can go wide with things. And we go deep with Bravo. And that's, or at least I do,
that's
I should
it.
Say.
Okay. We know our limits.
I'm sorry, okay? The point is that Ralph is a piece of shit for leaving counseling, but also Drew, like, at a certain point, like, your man is refusing to do counseling. You guys have a fucked up relationship. I can't even, she's doing the right thing. Leaving his ass.
So then she's like, look, you were working with Mimi to start this narrative about me. And Ralph is like, but Drew, your assistant's the one that told me about you actually having a relationship with Ty. And she goes, nah. Drew, the woman with the most trustworthy assistants on Bravo.
I mean, she has a hiring issue. She has a personnel issue, okay?
She also needs to get real friends and stop trusting her assistants with literally everything in her life, because she's telling people way too much stuff that they use against her every time. So then we see that they're talking about the assistant who Ralph fat-shamed in the trailer when Drew was reading her, when she was memorizing her lines for the movie in the trailer, and then Ralph came in and was like, can you fit in that? Can you squeeze in there?
And the other, some like Kenya and I think Candy and some other people are like, yeah, your assistant told us this. Like they verify it. But by the way, notice the way that Ralph totally managed to move the conversation away from the therapy thing and onto this, onto the gay panic. So Drew is like, Danny did not say anything. That is a lie. Drew, you need to think about your hiring practices, and you got to think about your relationship as employer to employee, because this has been a problem. You have gone to small claims court over this. Like, you need to be more discerning and some lines.
Kenya goes, Danny did say it. Sheree's got some documents. Like, oh my God. That Danny's even got Sheree and Kenya cooperating. That's crazy. So Marlo's like, but is it true though? Is it true? And Drew goes, don't lie on Danny's name. Because oh, Ralph is in the streets, and Ralph is the one who started all of this. And you guys can't talk about things that you don't know about. It's like, well, but Candy just said you had a crush on that girl. She started showing up to set every day. Like, not everything can be blamed on the same thing here.
So okay. Then Drew pulls out her phone and she's like, look, Andy, look at this picture I got from Ralph's phone. That's his number. And it's Andy's like, okay, everyone. So this piece of evidence is a woman with a big ass saying, are you going to bring me back that dick? And Drew's like, it's just Andy, one of many things. Reading this text
is like us looking up that chick right now.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring me that big dick?
Ah! And Drew's like, and it's been like this all over the years. I was hoping you would come out here and stand on your word and apologize just how you did off camera. And I was hoping you would actually come on here and do right by me, but you choose not to. You want to further embarrass me. I've had 3 years on this platform of embarrassment, and this is not because of the show, because we've been dealing with this since Chicago. Which is also a show, I guess, since 2017. And you come and you apologize, and now you want to play in my face. Your Honor, I say innocent. Innocent in this fight with Ralph. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Please don't play in my face. My case is rested. Ralph is like, okay, look, this is a catfish.
Well, there's smiles.
No response from me. Yeah, he's smiling.
He doesn't think, Andy, it's simple. It's a catfish.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. This is fishy. So he says, that's a catfish. There's no response. And Drew's like, well, I have all these different women texting my phone. And Andy's like, wait, texting your phone? And Ralph goes, yes, they text me a photo. And then they text Drew the same photo. They're not showing all. She's not showing you all the information.
So then you're like,
and Ralph's like, the whole thing is fake. You know, it's this. So you can say I'm a serial cheater. So wait, is that the case? Why are they sending Ralph stuff and then texting the same stuff to Drew's phone? That's weird.
I think that he's saying it's like a scam. It's like the time when we did the podcast, and I was like, oh my God, this girl just texted me and she thinks like I'm her Tinder date. And I read it out loud, and then I realized it was a scam. Drew's like, let me tell you something. There's a he is up to funny business with a Nigerian prince. I've got the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, but if it's not a scam, which look, I'm inclined to not believe Ralph. Of course,
I don't want
to
believe
a cheating
Ralph.
Fuck. But why would somebody, if they're cheating with Ralph, continuously send pictures of themselves to Ralph and then to Drew, but not have any response from Ralph? Like, that is fuckery. None of that makes sense.
Nothing.
I want
nothing
to get to the
makes
bottom
sense.
Of this.
I know. And so then Andy's like, okay, well, what happened in Vegas? So now Ralph smiles again. Ralph has to really work on his, like, don't do the used car salesman thing. He goes, Andy, that's a great question. I was at a work event. But I think he's smiling because I think he feels like he can exonerate himself. So Andy's like, okay. I think
he's also smiling because it's very flattering to think that people want you in the Magic Mike show.
Yes, you know? And that he can show that he actually has a job. So Andy's like, so was it the woman who was rubbing you down on the set of That Thing who was doing a chocolate magic? I love that he called you his video That Thing.
And Sonia's like, did you audition? He goes, no, Drew made it up. And Drew's like, Candy, did you not call the producer? And Candy goes, I did call. And then we see that Candy called on camera from her confessional. She's like, hey, Jean-Claude. So I hear that you guys were asking. I love that Candy just knows everybody. She knows the producers of the Chocolate Magic Mike show. Of course she does.
And so the guy's like, yeah, that's right. And she goes, he was. So then we come back and Candy's like, well, if they decide to do the show, you should do it at BravoCon because I'm sure it will sell out. It's like Candy's business mind never ending, you know, never stopping.
And Ralph's like, listen, I was in Vegas for a work trip. You can check out my Instagram. And then we see that he was at a cloud strategy conference.
Yeah, he had an actual badge that said IT Infrastructure Operations and Cloud Strategies Conference.
So then Ralph is like, okay, Drew already knew I was going to Vegas for this conference, so it wasn't a secret. And that's why they were like, if you're in Vegas, you should come audition for this thing or whatever. And Drew's like, no. But you wanted to, and that's the point. You wanted to audition for it. That's the real point. I'm like, no, the point is that you came on and made a storyline about him supposedly going and banging people in Vegas and auditioning for this thing. So did you know that that wasn't real? Like, what is this?
It never made sense when it aired in the first place. They had this whole season of a happy marriage, and then they went on a date that was like not amazing, but not terrible, but not amazing. And then she's like, guys, he's auditioning for Magic Mike and he won't answer his phone. I don't even know what's happening over there. And then all of a sudden their marriage is over. It's like that never added up to me in any way. Even if he was auditioning, even if it's auditioning on the sly, it never made sense why this was like the cornerstone of their marriage falling apart on the show.
So, okay. So now she seems to be kind of caught in this. So now she changes it to, but you know, all of this is because you've given me reasons to be insecure, which we can see.
That's true.
And she's like, because you've put me through all of this stuff and we're married, and all of you who haven't been married, don't sit here and act like you know what this feels like, Marlo, to be embarrassed and to have women approaching you and texting you that he, and then leaving counseling and leaving the bedroom, and I'm supposed to sit here and now what? Which of course.
That's true.
Of course all that's fucking terrible. Now, can we get back to the facts of these other things that have been brought up that you still won't talk about? Because I still care.
I mean, the thing is this, what she's monologuing about, like that is like, yes, leave this man for sure. He left counseling. He's not like working on it anymore. He's given up. And like the Tampa thing is still never made any sense. And never got an answer for that. And so she's right. And she goes, and then you send some whack messages to Sheree's front door and you're sitting there acting like you don't have anything to do with that either. And Sir Ralph was like, what messages? Can I see them? Because he's doing a really bad job of acting like, wow, I'm surprised. And Sheree
goes, I didn't say it was Ralph. She goes, I didn't say it was Ralph. And so Ralph asked to see them. And she goes, don't play dumb. So Andy's like, so your accusation is that Drew had an affair with a woman, right? And Ralph's like, yes. As a matter of fact, Drew brought Ty to my birthday party. And I have numerous accounts of it. And the streets have been talking. Okay, but if she's having an affair with her, why would she bring her to your birthday party? That makes it sound like she's not having an affair with
her. I mean, people having affairs do weird shit like that. But also, like, it's possible Drew's just friends with Ty. And she's like, let me bring my friend to the birthday party because I met Ty and she's really cool. And Drew's like, you just told me you were getting blowjobs around the world. That's what you just told me. Are you kidding me right now? And Ralph goes,
and Drew just laughs and he goes, Drew, look how funny that sounds. And she goes, but that's what you said to me. And he goes, yeah, but that just sounds so silly to say. It just sounds silly. I haven't even been around the world.
Oh, so it's a technicality. Ralph is off on technicality. Look, I've never been around the world, so I can't get blowjobs around the world. So you see, I'm innocent.
And Candy's like, did you say that, though? And he's like, it's just silly. It's not even believable. Still not saying no. And Andy goes, wait, it's not believable?
You know, I've gotten blowjobs around the world. It's pretty good, actually. You know Candy loves to eat ass. We talked about that already.
And Ralph's like, I haven't been around the world, is the point. He goes, oh, well, your cousin Courtney made allegations about why Drew wanted you to adopt her child.
So Ralph, the author of New York Times not seller, The Step in Parenting, says, there's only three reasons to adopt: abuse, abandonment, and death. I could not come up with a third A, so we're going abuse, abandonment, and death. Only reasons you should be adopting. And JoJo's dad wants to be part of his life, and he shows up, and Drew talks to him on a regular basis. And apparently things have gotten better with JoJo's dad, and he is more active in the life. So Ralph is like, I would never adopt him. I didn't have a father in my life. Why would I take that away from another man, especially a black man? I would never do that. That's just hasty. That's hasty. So then Drew's kind of like, yeah, the dad is in the life now. So Andy's like, so, okay, well, you guys haven't really said anything, and you keep deflecting and moving on to new topics.
Which is also a thing. Drew's like, yeah, the birth father is making an effort now, which is another thing where you're like, yeah, but then why is your story about being so upset?
I don't know.
It's giving me a guilt headache.
There's holes in all their stories, okay?
I know, but it's like a guilt headache because... You know, like, you see everything that Drew's going through and everything Drew has gone through. So to say anything seems shitty, but at the same time, it's like... Oh,
I think that they're both grifters, but at the end of the day, what we do know is that Ralph is really shady with certain things. He just moves out of the bedroom. He quits counseling. He disappears to Tampa. And at the end of the day, while there's lots of different holes in all their stories, you can't take away from the fact that Ralph is ultimately, he is a gaslighter. And she needs to get out of that relationship. And I'm glad she has. And that's why when Andy says, do you think that there's any hope for reconciliation? I'm like, why are you asking that? This is such a toxic relationship. Okay. Why are you doing that?
And then everyone's like, yeah, I hope so. Why? Everyone's like, we're rooting for this marriage. Like, you're rooting for this? What are you talking about? So then she goes on. She's like, I've given you my entire 30s, and you've broken my heart. And he's like, are you saying I haven't given you a great life? Which, of course, he's bringing it back to money. And she's like, you talk about my mom. You talk about my dad. You banned my sister. And he goes, but everybody's banned your sister. You just see Allison in the back by all the Portuguese plate walls. She's just like, how dare you?
She was like, you did not claim JoJo on your petition. You constantly ice me out. You think it's a joke. And then you go and coach Courtney. Why would you coach someone that to go against your own wife on the show? Why do you think that's okay? You think I'm supposed to put up with that? You think I'm supposed to be okay with that? And Ralph's like, Drew, you're acting right now, which is a lie because we saw her in the past and this is much better than her acting.
Good God, her acting was fucking terrible. Now, granted, I'm sure it didn't help that the founder of OLG, Todd, was the director of this film. I mean, he's no Spielberg, okay? But God,
I've been slowly making my way through the past, and I took a screenshot of just... This wasn't. I'm gonna put it up on Crappens. I'm gonna share this on Crappens on Demand because I'm still marveling. I know this is sort of old news, but I'm still marveling at how bad the direction is on this movie. Okay, like someone is just fully out of the frame. Okay, I'm gonna put it up right now. I know we still have so much stuff to do, but this is like too amusing for me. I'll get it up while we continue going through the show.
You'll get it up. Segment about Ben's dick.
Wow.
Okay, so she's like, I'm not gonna sit there, because he's calling her an actress, and she's like, I will not sit this and take this. I'm not doing it at home, and I'm not doing it here. So she leaves, and Marla goes, Drew, you left your purse. Which I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. So then Andy's still obsessed with the other thing. He's like,
so, were you getting blowjobs around the world? That sounds fun.
And Marlo starts cracking up. So now we go to Drew in makeup, crying. And she's like, this is my life. There's no difference between the show and my life. And Allison goes, well, why aren't you telling them about the PI? And Drew's like, I'm not going to do that. Which I love that Allison's bringing the PI. So she had Ralph followed around by a PI. So where's the Ev? You're on television.
I know.
Man.
I feel like they are just like scandal cock teases. They have like all the building blocks, but they're just not willing to dive into it. By the way, I put up the picture of the poorly framed picture from the past. There is a whole, this person on screen, Erica, she has a whole conversation. She has a whole scene where she's talking to someone on this left side of the screen. What is going on with this movie? Okay, my rant is over. So now Andy's like, wow, hey, Ralph, how did it feel to see Drew walk off like this? I'm just trying to throw you a bone. You can improve yourself right now. And he's like, I don't know. I always want my wife to be in a good place, and I've supported her for a very long time. I always uplift her, sometimes even remotely, from Tampa.
And Andy goes, I don't think that reads on camera. And Candy's like, yeah, she said someone called her a bitch, and you say, but everyone calls you a bitch. Like, how is that support? And Andy goes, yeah, or like making I can Tina jokes. I mean, I don't even, yeah, that's pretty bad. And Candy's like, yeah, that's not support. What a wife wants to hear is, I'm sorry those people make you feel that way. What can I do? And,
And Marla says something about how she's like, yeah, I give you positive words. I hope you guys get back together. So then it cuts to Drew backstage and she's like, he's sitting there acting like, I don't know, like I don't know how sure I got these texts from you. And like, I know it's from him. I know it. And Sonia's backstage there now. And she's like, but you've spoken your truth. You've made your point. Now just look pretty and just finish the show. You've done a great job. And meanwhile, I'm loving that while Drew is like crying backstage, the gays are like trying to do all her makeup, and they know they only have like a certain amount of time before the tears flow, and they are like punching her face with all like the tools. They're like, she's like, I feel like Ralph doesn't just appreciate me whatsoever. And she has all these things like flying at her face.
And then we go back to the stage, and Andy and Kenny are still lecturing Ralph. Andy's like, so did you have any inclination of following her when she walked off? And Ralph goes, I did. Okay. And Kenya says, yeah, you know, it's just like my husband did. He said, you're a big girl. You know, you side with her enemies. And Courtney has all this ammo. She could have only gotten this ammo from you, Ralph. And you're colluding at this point because you know that she doesn't get along with Drew. And Ralph is like, well, first and foremost, Courtney came in, my cousin, and I'm talking with her, and we're building our own relationship. And Kenny's like, you don't know that girl. Like, give me a fucking break. Like, I've been in this marriage before, and you're just like that fucker, you know? And I'm not trying to beat you up. But, and Ralph is like, oh, really? And how long were you married? And she goes, oh, 2 years. So that's not long enough. Are you going to discount my feelings now? And he's like, it's not discounting things. It's just that.
And she's like,
dot, dot, dot. Your feelings are on sale. So I'm going to buy some.
Kenya is being very calm with him and being very reasonable. And then he kind of is like, really? How long were you married? And she is not about to take that. She's like, excuse me. I'm like, Ralph, if you think you're going to go up against Kenya Moore, you are sadly mistaken, because you're used to going up against Drew, but you're not used to Kenya Moore. You better be careful.
You don't want to be on the wrong side of Kenya. Sir.
No. So he's like, all right. Okay. Everyone's back. Drew is back. She has a look. Drew, I believe you have a makeup brush engorged in your eyeball. Looks like, well, okay, someone should take that out. Okay. All right. Before we move on, is there anything either of you have to say to each other? I'm laughing because none of you have said anything to each other for the past half an hour.
Yeah, literally, we found nothing out. So Ralph's like, Drew, I love you, and I've always loved you, and ideally, I want to see you happy, whatever that means. And he's like, okay, well, Drew, you have a new song. Get up on that stool and sing it right now. Do it, Drew. Sing, Drew.
Yeah, let's humiliate you guys just a little bit more. Okay, so Drew wrote a song that really captures what they've been going through. It's called Threw Us Away. So,
oh my God. She's like, I use music as my own therapy. Be careful. Ralph's about to block your music. That's the last thing you need.
So Andy sits down on the sofa next to Kenny. I was like, whoa, I don't think I've ever sat on the couch. I think I like it better than the chair. Just kidding.
And she's like, this song. Oh my God. They put a stool where Andy's chair was. And she like sits on the stool, you know, like in singer pose with her dress slit coming up. She looks really beautiful, and she's like, This is a song I wrote when Ralph and I were going through issues, and I used music as my own therapy because it's always been there for me. And this song definitely captures what we were going through. It's called Threw Us Away. It's like, well, first of all, at least he's not littering. A. Okay. Second, this whole storyline is recycled. This song should just be called Recyclable because we're going to have to hear this shit again next year. And I can't that you're doing this right now.
The song should be the song. I would have liked the song to have been renamed. Should have done this 2 years ago. So she starts singing. She starts off with a sigh. She's like, she's, I can't get you out of my head, baby. And everyone's like, she's singing the song like a little bitchy dog. And she's singing and everyone's just watching like, like, what are we supposed to do right now? And she's singing right to Ralph. And Candy is sort of like swaying her head like, I guess you could call this a song. I mean, I don't know if it has a melody, but...
This is so awkward. I could not. What was happening? Oh, it was
hilarious. The funniest moment
like
of the season.
She's like emoting and like moving her arms at him, and he's just like staring at the floor, you know, like being forced to fucking sit there.
And then, and then she is.
Her voice is. She has a nice voice, but not nice enough to handle this song live on a stool with no edits and no track.
It's so awkward. And then Andy is like loving it. He's loving this humiliation. He turns to Kenya and goes, ha, "She's singing this to him. Wow!" And it is so. And Ralph is sitting there with that look on his face, like the two of them just got played by Bravo. Just. Put in this humiliating situation, and it was so funny.
I love that Kenya goes, not a light change. I was dying. This is really, and I wrote, that's a little pitchy dog too. It's the same thing I wrote. And Ralph's just like, what the fuck? And she's like, why throw us away, baby? And Andy just gives this look like, wow, even I'm cringing, and I'm a host of this crap. And she's like, tell me, does she do it good like I would? And Ralph's looking around, and she's like, you're going to be back, but I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. And I'm going to be good. My sister wrote on amen. And Andy's like, wow, thanks, Drew. Wow. What do you think, Ralph? Did you know you married cringe? Did you know at the time?
Well, Drew is an incredible talent, and I'm happy she's making a song.
And so it's like, okay, Ralph, you can go now. And he just like turns into a cloud of smoke. It's just like, psh, just disappears, cloud of dust.
Pretty much. And Kenny's like, it's going to be awkward at home. Oh, yeah.
So then
and
a PA
everybody's
comes
like,
out.
That was so fucking awkward. Oh, my God. They're all saying it out loud. And he goes, wow, that was really hard what you just did. And Kenny goes, yeah, that was awkward. And then he goes, really hard, really awkward. Wow. All right, let's pass some wine around. Anybody with a pair of ears is going to need a couple of bottles of that.
All right, I want to hear from our resident peacemaker and our resident OG, Sheree Whitfield, to end it on a healing note. What can you
say? The resident peacemaker, Sheree, who has literally started almost every fight every year she's been on, I'm sure. But okay.
Yeah.
He's like, send it on a healing note. Okay, let's raise our green wine and waters. And Shrey's like,
well, it's been a great season with you ladies. I love all you guys. I try to get you all together like a sisterhood to go against Candy. And I love when we're together. And I think we're able to laugh and have a good time. And I'm not giving up on you guys. And it's not over. I'm going to continue to get us back to where we're all loving each other. And he's like, okay, great. You're all fired. New cast next season. Bye.
It's a sisterhood of the traveling cants. So it's been lovely to be here. Green wine.
And then
we wanted to serve green wine. Gangrene, girl. This shit needs to be amputated. I'm Andy Cohen. You're all fired.
In case you didn't know, the screen like freezes on Candy and says, you can stream Candy's movie The Pass right now on Peacock.
Oh, no, very subtle, guys. Super, super subtle. Oh, my gosh. Wow, well, what? An episode.
It was ridiculous, but that moment with Drew singing to Ralph,
classic.
It was hilarious. I was like, this
well, so overall,
is this,
not the best season, right? Not the worst. Not the worst, but not the best either. But I have to say, you know, this show really always pulls through in a reunion.
They're good with reunions. I mean,
they always pull through. It shows that these women really do have what it takes as far as like being funny, their charisma, everything else. I'm really interested to see what they do next year.
Yeah, they, you know, I'll say Atlanta and OC, they always manage to pull off a good reunion. Even OC had some rough seasons the past few years, and they've always had great reunions. So Atlanta, they know how to do good reunion. I'm excited to see what Bravo decides to do going forward with Atlanta. Yeah, it can only go up in my mind. It can only go up.
Well, good times. And thank you guys for being with us. We've had a great time here. See us on our other shows. We're covering them all. There are still 3 Housewives on the air at one time. So.
Whoa. Wow. Ha.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kennedy.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.